Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadik Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line, with the words, Amar Le Rav Nachman. We are beginning now, and for the next few blot, the sugya of Mashiach. The Gemara in Shabbos, as we will give a brief hagdama to the inyan of Mashiach that we all await, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph tells us that a person on the Yom HaDin is asked six questions. And one of those questions is, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you await, did you hope for the Yeshua through Mashiach Tzikenu? The Rambam in the Hagdama to this Perek Chelek, tells us that there are Yud Gimel Ikrim, there are 13 fundamentals of faith, and based on that we have the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Yud Gimel Animamin that we say at the end of Davening, and the 12th one is an imam in be'emuna shleima b'vias hamashiach v'afal pishe yismamei, even though he will tarry, im kol ze achakol loy b'chol yom shir yavoy, I will still wait for him each day that he is coming. This Rambam is based, the lashon of the Rambam is based on a pasuk in Habakkuk, Perek Beis, pasuk Gimel, which we'll have later in today's shir, where the Navi Habakkuk says, Im yismameya chakeloi, if he tarries, if he doesn't come, Mashiach, wait for him. Kivo yova, he will come. And when it's the right time, lo ya'acher, he will not come late. Rabbi Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim disagrees with the Rambam and believes that there are only three Ikrim, and they are the Metzias Hashem, that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Secondly, Torah min HaShemayim, that a human being, Chas V'Shalom, did not make up the Torah, but rather it was made by Hashem and came to us at Sinai from Shemayim. And third ikar is Schar V'Onesh, that there is reward and punishment. There are different explanations in what it means, ikar. For example, when we speak about a kofar, we refer to a kofar be'ikar, someone who denies a fundamental faith of Yiddishkeit. What does it mean, an ikr? So the Sefer Ikrim says it means like the trunk, the roots of a tree. If not for the trunk, there would be no branches and leaves. That's the definition of an ikr. What do we mean when we say the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Alf, Tzipis li Yeshua, or the Lashon of the Rambam and the Pasuk in Habakkuk, that a person should be a mechake, Tzipis li Yeshua? These words mean that you await Hashem, but not only that you wait for Mashiach to come, sent by Hashem, but it's also with hope. And this will answer a question that is asked, how could the Rambam say, Achak le b'chol yom shiyavoy? The Gemara tells us that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. And what is so terribly wrong if a person believes in the coming of Mashiach, but he believes that a certain day Mashiach is not going to come that day? And the answer can be found in the Sefer Evan Shasia, written by Rav Bechhofer from Eretz Yisrael, a Talmud of Hagoyen Rav Yaakov Weinberg Zitzal, and on Amud Tzadik Ches, he gives the definition that Rav Weinberg, and I believe others say the same definition, that Achakoloi and Tzipis li Yeshua does not just mean to wait, but rather to wait with hope. A person who gives up hope that Mashiach is going to come, he does not fulfill Tzipis li Yeshua. And if a person awaits with hope, he longs for Mashiach to come, he realizes what a different world this is without Mashiach being here, the head there, the absence of Mashiach. So that is something that a person can do even on Shabbos. Today on Shabbos, Mashiach is not going to come, but I still have the hope. I'm still longing for Mashiach because I know what a different world this would be if Mashiach would come. And that's why it's a fundamental principle of faith that a person has to long for and has to hope for Mashiach every day of his life. What will Mashiach do? This we find the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. The Mashiach will bring about that Klal Yisrael will regain their independence. Mashiach will be a descendant of David, Es Semach David, as we say in Shemayin Esrei every day. He will reestablish Malchus Beis David over Klal Yisrael, and under the leadership of Mashiach, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Klal Yisrael from all over the world will return to Eretz Yisrael, and all of the halachas of the Torah will be restored to their former levels of observance. Klal Yisrael, all Jews will keep the Torah. Who is Mashiach? He is someone who will be even wiser than Shlomo HaMelech. His nevuah will be almost that of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Melech HaMashiach will teach the way of Hashem to the entire world, as the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Tes Halacha Beis. And he will inspire all of mankind to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Rambam, in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hei, tells us that in the time of Mashiach, in the Yemois HaMashiach, there will not be any hunger or war, there won't be any jealousy or competition, and there will be such abundance of prosperity in the world that a person will have to spend a minimum on his parnasa, and people will live much longer lives because they'll be freed of worry and anxiety, and the entire world will have one purpose, and that is to acquire the knowledge of Hashem, as the pasuk says, "Umola oretz deyas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim." Now, what happens if a person believes that Mashiach came already? So, such a person is an apikoros. But what's strange is that we find further in Daf Tzadik Test that Rabbi Hillel said, "Ein lahem Mashiach li Yisrael." This is not Hillel the Tana. But Rabbeinu Hillel, Rabbi Hillel, and Amira, who says that there is no longer any Mashiach to Yisrael, shekvar achlu b'mei Chizkiyo, because Rabbi Hillel's opinion was that Chizkiyo HaMelech was the Mashiach. And on that, Rabbi Yosef says there in the Gemara, shorale mor l'Rabbi Hillel, Hashem should forgive Rabbi Hillel for what he's saying, because we find in the Nevuah of Zechariah, that was after Chizkiyo, Chizkiyo was at the time of Bayis Rishon, and Zechariah was after the Churban of Bayis Rishon, where he gives a Nevuah of Ani v'reichav al-chamar, the Mashiach will come as an Ani who's riding a donkey. So Rashi says over there, Rabbi Yosef said, Yimchloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'amai dvorim asher loikein, that Rabbi Hillel said something that's not true, Hashem should be moichel him. Dechsam Seifer in Shas and Tshuvas, the last Shas and Tshuva in Yoredei Simon Shin Nun Vav, tells us that if a person today holds like Rav Hillel that Mashiach came already, he is an apikoros. So l'chayru, we will have to say that Rav Hillel himself later on had to agree to the roiv of Klal Yisrael that believed that Mashiach did not yet come. He has yet to come, because otherwise he would be going against the majority. He would be similar to Rabbi Elazar Shemuti, who disagreed, the Gemara above Metzia, the Fnun Tesamid Beis, where Rabbi Elazar disagreed with the Chachamim, with Roiv of the Chachamim, Be'inyan Tumah V'Tahara. And he was actually put in Cherem, because even though Hashem in heaven agreed with Rabbi Elazar, but Loiv HaShemayim, the Gemara tells us there, we have to go after Roiv. So Rabbi Hill will have to say, L'chayra was moided to the Chachamim later, that Mashiach has yet to come. The question is, when Rabbi Yosef said God should forgive him, Rabbi Yosef doesn't call him an apikoros, and he's given his full title, Rabbi Hillel. L'chayra, he should have been referred to as Hillel apikoros, if he said such a thing that Mashiach came already, which is going against the 12th animamen of the Rambam. So from here, the Sefer Ikrim, Rabbi Yosef Alba, that we mentioned before, disagrees with the Rambam. You, the Rambam, say there are 13 Ikrim. I say there's only 3. And I'll prove to you that the coming of Mashiach is not an Ikr, because that's why Rabbi Hill is quoted what he said, and he's not called an Apikoros for what he said. Must be that that does not make you an Apikoros if you don't believe in the coming of Mashiach. Rav Kook Zatzal tells us that Rav Hillel, what he said was apikoros, but since he was an onus al pi Talmudai, my good friend in Eretz Yisrael, the literary editor of the Jewish Action, Rav Matas Greenblatt Shlita, showed me this Rav Kook in one of his svarim, where Rav Kook says, since he was an onus al pi Talmudai, the way Rav Hillel learned the psukim, he came out that Mashiach came already, so a person who's an onus is not called an apikoros. So l'chayru, what Rav Kook is saying is against the famous Rav Chaim Halevi, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Zatzal, who writes, what is the nafkamina, in fact, between the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam and the rest of the Torah? A person has to believe in the entire Torah. So the Rav Chaim says there's a big difference. If a person is a Nebuchadnezzar apikoros, unfortunately he wasn't given a Torah education and he doesn't believe in any other part of the Torah, so he's not an apikoros. But in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, a Nebuchadnezzar apikoros, said Rav Chaim in Yiddish, is oichad an apikoros. Someone who unfortunately is an apikoros has a halach of apikoros, and there's all kinds of different dinim whether a person is established as an apikoros or not. So from Rav Kook we see that Rav Kook says, what Rav Hillel said was apikoresis, but he's not considered an apikores. At no point in his life was Rav Hillel considered an apikores, because when he believed that Mashiach had come already, that was based on his learning. That made him into an oinus. He's not a tinnik shenishba who never got an education, but he was an oinus alpidi talmudoi, and a nebuch apikores, according to Rav Kook, is not an apikores even in the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Chassam Sofer we see also against Reb Chaim, because the Chassam Sofer in that tshuva, the last one in Yoredeya, was asked, who's right? Is the Rambam right that there's 13 Ikrim? Or is Rabbi Yosef Albo correct that there's only 3 Ikrim? Said the Chassam Sofer, I don't see any nafkamina, just what you call it, but there's no nafkamina in halacha, because a person has to believe in every kutzei shel yud, every small portion of a letter of every mitzvah a person has to believe in. So l'chayra, it's mamish against Reb Chaim, because according to Reb Chaim, there is a big difference whether a certain principle of faith is considered from the Yud Gimel Ikrim or it's not considered. According to Reb Chaim, if it is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim and a person unfortunately doesn't believe in it because he wasn't trained, he wasn't educated, he will be an apikaris. If it's not one of the Ikrim, he will not be apikaris. So Chassam Sofer, who says there's no nafkamina, it would seem disagrees with what Reb Chaim said. So we have both Rav Kook and the Chassam Sofer disagreeing with the Yisoid of Reb Chaim to be Mechalik between the Yud Gimel Ikrim and the rest of the Torah. And according to Rav Kook and the Chassam Sofer, a Nebuch Apikaris in any part of the Torah is not considered an Apikaris. It's interesting to note that the Abarbanel says that Rav Hillel was never saying any Apikursus, because since Rav Hillel held, as Rashi over there on Daf Tzadik Test tells us, that Mashiach is not going to be Goel Yisrael, but instead it will be necessary for the Ribbono Shel himself, Lashon Rashi, Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimloch Ba'atzmai V'Yigolim Levadoi. Mashiach came in the time of Chizkiyoh. Who's going to make the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's not considered a Chesaron in Tzipis LeYeshua. Rav Hillel was also hoping for the Yeshua. The Geula would come not through Mashiach, it would require Hashem himself to do the Geula. That's not a Chesaron in Mechakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyavai. That's not a Chesaron in Tzipis LeYeshua. It's the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Abarbanel to answer the Rambam from the attack of the Sefer Ikrim, who says that L'chayr from this Gemara of Rav Hillel, we see that it's not one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Abarbanel says, no, the Rambam's right, it is one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. But it's not considered that Rav Hillel went against it, because Rav Hillel believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would have to do the Gula. When would somebody go against it if someone says that there'll never be a Gula? Just like Rabbi Akiva's Shita is that the Aseres HaShvatim never will have any Geula, someone will say that Yehuda, we who are descendants of Shevet Yehuda that are in Golos, we will never have a Geula. That would be going against Tzipis LeYeshua, it would be going against the Chakaloi B'chol Yom Sheyavai. However, to believe that Hashem will do the Geula, says the Abarbanel, that's not considered apikoresis. And now let us begin the actual Gemaras concerning Mashiach. Amr le Rav Nachman le Rav Yitzchak, Misham yiloch emas osi bar nafli. Did you, Rav Yitzchak, hear when bar nafli will come? Amr le, so Rav Nachman responded, man bar nafli. Who are you referring to as bar nafli, the son of the fallen one? Amr le, Mashiach, I'm referring to Mashiach. So he said back to Mashiach, bar nafli, kar slay. You're calling Mashiach bar nafli? What kind of title is that for Mashiach? Amr le. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, in the Chsiv, the Pasuk says in Amos, Vayoyim, who on that day, Akum, as we turn to Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Akum, as Sukkos David, and if I'm going to raise up the booth, the hut of David that has fallen down, and as Malchus, David, as Rashi explains, is considered Neufelis, it is broken, so that's why I refer to Mashiach as Bar Nafli. It's interesting that the Ben Yoyada tells us that the Gematria of Bar Nafli is 372, which is exactly the same Gematria as the word Ben Yishai. It's Mashiach ben David ben Yishai, which is 372. The Sefer Megala Mukos tells us that Bar Nafli could mean not just a son of the one who has fallen, Sukkos David and Nefelis, but it means that David was supposed to be a Nefel. David was supposed to die at birth, and he only survived because he was given the 70 years from Adam HaRishon's life. Adam HaRishon was supposed to live 1,000. He only lived 930. He gave 70 to David HaMelech. So David is considered a Nafli, as that title of a Nafli, and that's why Mashiach is referred to as Bar Nafli. So he asked them, do you know when he's coming? Amar Le, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Dor Sheben David Ba, the generation where the descendant of David, the Bar Nafli, is going to come, boy, in it, Tamil Chacham Mismatim, there will be very few Tamil Chacham, Vashar, and the rest of the people, they name Kolis, their eyes are worn out, Biyogin Vanacha, from grief and anxiety, Vitzoris Rabbis, and there'll be many troubles, Uxeris Koshes, and harsh decrees, Mischatres, are constantly being renewed, Acher Rishon Pekuda, until the first one is over, the second one is already here. Tana Rabban and the Rabban learned in Abraisa. Shvu Shemen David the boy, the Shemitah, the 7-year period in which the Mashiach will come. Shana Rishana, the first year, Miskayim Mikrazed, the following Pasuk and Amos will be fulfilled. Vimtarti al Yerachas, well, Yerachas alayam tar. I'm going to give rain on one city and on the other city I will not give rain. As Rashi explains, there'll be a slight amount of rain, and in some places there will be hunger, in other places there will not be hunger. Shniya, the second year of the Shemitah, Chitze Rav Mishta. The arrows of hunger will be sent out, which Rashi explains to mean that there will be slight hunger all over, not just in certain localities. Shlish is the 3rd year, Rav Gadol. It's going to be a great hunger all over. Umesim, and there will die Anashim men, Venashim men, women, Vitafif, and children. Chasidim, the pious ones, Vanshimaisa, and people who do good deeds. Vitar, Mishakhas, Mulam Dea, and Torah will be forgotten from those who learn it, as Rashi explains, because they will not have Shein Lem Alechol, they won't have food, they won't be able to learn. Baravis in the 4th year of the Shemitah cycle. Saiva Vena Saiva. Some places will have enough to eat, and other places will not have enough to eat. Bechamish in the 5th year of the Shemitah cycle. Saiva Gadol. There will be a great amount of food to eat. Va'oichlin, and people will eat. Vishaisin, they'll drink. Usmechin, they'll be happy. V'tarach, Zeslam, Deo. And since people will have food to eat, they'll be able to learn Torah, and Torah will come back to those who learn Torah. Vishishish, in the 6th year of that Shemitah cycle, Koilis, there will be sounds. Rashi gives 2 pshatim. The first pshat is the sounds people will be saying that Ben David Ba, that Mashiach Ben David is coming. Or Rashi says the 2nd pshat, Vahoyo Bayamahu Yitaka, Bishayfer Gadol will hear the Shayfer Gadol that Mashiach is coming. Bishvias, in the 7th year, Milchamis, there will be wars. B'moitzoi, Rashi explains, there will be wars between the Goyim and Klal Yisrael. B'moitzoi Shvi is at the end, after the 7th year, Ben David Bo, Ben David Mashiach will come. Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef had a question, how come Shvi is to have a Kenvalei? So there were many cycles of Shemitah where there were these ups and downs in hunger and satiation. Rav and Saiva, V'loi Asa, he didn't come. Amar Abaye, no. B'shishis koilis b'shvius mochamis. We have a, where did you ever have that we heard the koil of the Shofar Gadol, or we heard the koilis of Ben David's coming, and then there were wars that we never had. Whenever that will happen, that's when Mashiach will come. Va'oid, and another point, kesidron mihavet, where did we have this order? Exactly the order that was delineated above each year of the Shemitah cycle, precisely like this order we never had. Now, there's a pasuk that we're bringing here in Tilim Pei Tes, which the Marshal on the side says to be Moichik. The Gra in Ois Aleph says, Nimchak Ago, that Ago is our Marshal to delete this pasuk from the Gemara. That's why it's put in parentheses, says the Goyin, we delete the Marshal. So if we delete the Marshal, we're back with the pasuk. And on this Rashi asks, we don't know from the Gemara what the pasuk is here for. So let's see what the pasuk says, and then we'll see Rashi's prat from his Rebbe what the pasuk is here for. Asher cherfu evech Hashem, which your enemies have taunted you. Asher cherfu, they taunted ikvis mashiachach, the footsteps of your mashiach. Says Rashi from his Rebbe that this refers to the Gemara in Saita Mem Tesama Beis beikvis hamashiach chutzpah yaske, that chutzpah will reign in the years which will hear the footsteps of mashiach coming. That was the words of the Gemara and Saita were written into our Gemara, and on that we bring this pasuk that we see it in the pasuk. Where's the chutzpah? Because people will taunt Hashem and Klal Yisrael, where's your Messiah? Where's the Mashiach? It's thousands and thousands of years, and he's not coming. And they will taunt ikvos Mashiachcha, the footsteps of Mashiach. So this is a remez to ikvos the Mashiach, at the heels of the Mashiach, at the end of time. Like the heel is the end of a foot, when Mashiach will come at the end of time, when we hear his footsteps coming, that will be a time of chutzpah where the Goyim will taunt Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Dor Shemen David Ba Boy, the generation where the Mashiach will come, Beis Avad Yel is Nus. The yeshivas will have very few Talmidim. and they won't use the buildings of the yeshivas. The yeshivas were outside of town. So that yeshiva building will turn into a meeting of znus, Beis Havad, Yiel is Znus, that will come a place of Znus. Vahagolul, and the Golul part of Eretz Yisrael, Yechrov, will be destroyed. Vagavlin, Rashi says, is a Mokum whose name is Gavlin, Yeshem, it will also be destroyed. Vahanshigvul, and the people of the border, the Marsha says this refers any place out of Yerushalayim, it's called the Gvulin. The people there have no greater yichus than they would be people at the border compared to Yerushalayim. Or Rashi has a girsa that this refers to Anshe Gozis, the people of the Sanhedrin. Yisayvu me'er, they will travel from one city to the other, v'lo yichaynanu, and they won't find any favor. V'chachmas, aside from the wisdom of the Tamil Chachamim, Tisrach will decay. V'yirechet, and those who fear sin, Yimos will be despised. U'pnei ador, v'pnei kalav, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. Here Rashi gives us two pshatim. One is that people will actually look like dogs. The second pshat Rashi says is that just like a dog has no busha, the Gemara in Beya, the Chof Heyamid Beis tells us that a kelev is from all animals the greatest chutzpen yak, the greatest one who has no shame. So people will not have any shame one for the other. There's a famous pshat of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that just like a dog who runs in front of his master, it looks like he's leading his master. But when it comes to a crossroads, then the dog looks back to see where his master wants to go. So too, the Pnei Ador, the leaders of the generation before Mashiach will come in the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach, will look like the dog where they look like they're in charge, but when it comes to a decision, they look back at their kehillah. What do the members of the board want? What does the membership of the synagogue or institution want? And then they'll act according to what the majority of the membership wants. That is a lack of leadership. There is a pshat here from the Chidah who says that we find two things about a dog. One is that a dog has mezunais of muatan, his food is very scarce, and that is he's an ani. And we also find, as we mentioned before, that the dog has no busha. So normally, in regular times, the usher is the one who has gaiva. The ani, because of his financial situation, is lower down, and he has some anivis. But in the time of Mashiach, the whole face of the generation, not only the usher, but even the aniim, they will also have, although they have mezunais of mu'atim, like a kalev, they'll have the same chutzpah of a dog. It reminds me of the person that I once gave stock to, who felt that the amount of tzedakah that I gave was not enough, and he threw the tzedakah back at me. The Beis Halevi says that the ani that you're giving tzedakah to is a cheftz of the mitzvah. You shouldn't be mevaza this chefetz with which you're doing the mitzvah. On the other hand, in the Ikvus Mashiach, we have to worry about the gavra who's doing the mitzvah, that the ani should not embarrass the person who's doing the mitzvah. He should give him kavod, that this person is trying to the best of his abilities to help the ani. The ani should not be mevaza the usher and act like Pnei Hador Kipnei Kelev. The Satmar Rebbe used to say that I have two kinds of chassidim. One type of chassid is the one who gives an adava and asks me for an eitzah. I have another type of chassid who asks for an adava from me and gives me an eitzah. Continues the Gemara, another sign of the Ikvus Mashiach will be Va'emes Nederes, that the truth will be absent. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Vatihi Emes Nederes, the truth will be absent. And then again, we have the Marshal who takes out the next three words, but the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin in Ois Dalit says that Nimchak Hagoh, we have to erase the Hagoh of the Marshal who wants to take out the next three words. That means that we're back with these three words, V'sor Merah, the one who goes away from evil, Mishtal, will be considered a fool. Ma'ai V'atihi Emes Nederes, what does it mean that the truth will be absent? Amri Debe Rav, they said in the base measure of Rav Mulamed, this teaches us, Shenasis Adorim Adorim. The word Nederes can mean absent, it also can mean flocks, that there will be so few people who speak the truth that they will have to group together, Vahilechson, they'll have to leave the majority of society that will not speak truth. My Visor Me Ra Mishtal, what does it mean? He who goes away from evil will be a fool. Amri Debe Rav Shila, they said in the base measure of Shila, Kol Misha Sor Me Ra, whoever goes away from evil, Mishtal will be considered foolish, Alabrias, by the rest of society. society. At first, as Rashi explains, I thought that there is no person who constantly speaks truth in the world. There was a certain Talmud Chacham v'Rav Tavish Shimei. His name was Rav Tavish Ramelon. Some say Rav Tavyumi Shimei. His name was Rav Tavyumi. The Havayov Lekol Chalei Dama. If you gave him all the riches of the world, Lo Havim Mishanim B'Dibure, he would not change his word. He would not lie. And why would he not lie? Because of the following story. Zimna Chada, one time he visited Lahu Asra, a certain land. And what was the name of the land? Vakushta Shmei. Its name was Kushta, which means MS. Veloy Havim Shanani Bidubara. Nobody in that city ever spoke a lie. Veloy Havim Mayas in Shimahasim Beloy Zimne. And no one would die in that city before his time. And as the Iyun Yaakov says, that Hashem gives a certain amount of years to a person. But if a person is not Zoyche, he could lose the full amount of years of his life. But even if he has no other schus, his only schus is that he always speaks the truth. So if he speaks the truth, he's not Mishana Midiburai. Hashem, who said that he would give him this amount of years, Hashem will keep his word as well and will not detract from his years. So that's why our Gemara is associating truth with life and lies with death. In fact, the Marsha tells us that Chayis Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and therefore we find in the first parsha of the Torah in Bereishis, where Hashem created the world, Bereishis Bor Elikim, the Seif Oisius. The last letters of these three words spell out the word Emes. And at the end of that parsha, it says, Asher Bora Elokim Lassus. Again, the Aleph of Bora, the Mem of Elokim, and the Tav of Lassus spell out again Emes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Emes. If a person says even a small lie, the Mephorshim explain, he takes away the Aleph from MS. What is he left with? Mem Tov, which spells mace. So, and we're going to see an example of this in the following story. So, Nesivi Itzimini, this Rav Tavyumi says over that I married a woman from that city, Kushta. V'havali tartam binin mina, and I had two children from this woman. Yom echad, one day, haviyas v'divisa, my wife was sitting, v'chochai v'reisha, and she was washing her head, which means she was washing her hair. Asoy shivasa, her neighbor came, v'tarfadasha, she banged on the door. Sovar, sorav tovyumei, was of the opinion, lav urach ara. It's in the Rashi says that this woman wanted to come in and chat with the Rav Tavyumi's wife. Rav Tavyumi thought it's not proper that I should tell the neighbor that my wife can't come now because she's washing her hair. It's not fine. It's not sneeze to say that. Omar, so instead he said a lie. Omar lo, lesa hacha. She's not here right now. Shechiv le tarta, but then two of his children died because he had said a lie. Also, in the asher lekameh. So the people of the city came to Rav Tavyum Armelay and they said to him, my high, what's going on here? How come your children died young? In our city, everybody lives long. They all speak the truth. So he told him what happened. His wife was washing her hair, and he said a lie that she wasn't here. So the people of the town said to Rav Tavyumi, we beg of you, please leave our town. Don't incite musna, death, amongst us. Because if you're going to say a lie, that's going to cause death in our place. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that although we find you're allowed to say a sheker, there are a term to say a sheker, but apparently to avoid the busha of having to say that my wife is now washing her hair, he should have said the truth. He should have said that she is here, but she's not able to come to you right now. He shouldn't have gone ahead and said a lie, and therefore, unfortunately, his two children died. Continues the Gemara, Tanya, we learned from Reiser, and Roy Yoimer, Dorsh Ben David, brother generation, when Mashiach Ben David will come, the Orim Yabidu Pneis Canaan. The youngsters will shame, they'll whiten, as we know, when you revive somebody, Pnei Rabim, your Malbim Pnei Chaver Rabim, because his face turns red and then white. They'll shame the faces of the elders. It was a Canaan. Even though there'll be this corrupt system where young will shame old, the elders will play into the system. Vizakenim yamdu lefnei norm. They'll get up in front of the norm and give them covet. So Rashi says these are all manifestations of the Gemara and Sarta that Be'ikus of the Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaskeh, that Chutzpah will reign. Ubas kamabima, a daughter will get up against her mother. V'kalb v'chamois, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Pnei ador k'pnei kalb, which we mentioned before, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ein ben is bayish mi'ov, and a son will not be embarrassed from his father. Tanya will from the Chem Yoimer, Dorsh Ben David boy, the generation in which Ben David will come, Ho'azus Tarbe Chutzpah will be prevalent in the world. Vayoiker Yaaves. So Rashi says to Pshatim, either honor will dwindle, people will not mechabed one another, or Lishnachrina says Rashi, that even the chash of a person that on the exterior people think he's a mechubad, he'll be ya'aves, meaning not dwindle, but corrupt. And the pshat is, the kavod that he has will corrupt him, and he will be found to be faulty, and he won't be, on the exterior he'll look like a kavodik person, but really in his interior he is corrupt and false. Vagefen yitain periyoi. The wine, the vine will give its fruit. There'll be grapes. But even so, vayayin b'yoker, wine will be very expensive. And that could be for two reasons. Either because there's no supply, short supply, or large demand. So Rashi says that either the fruits will be defective. They won't give out their full ability of wine, and therefore there'll be a low supply. And that's why the wine will be more expensive, or because so many people will run after wine and get shikr, that the demand will be very great, more than the grapes can produce, and therefore, again, the wine will be very expensive. V'nehepcha kol hamalchus l'minus. Kol hamalchus, the Mefarshim explaining, the dominant power in the world will turn to non-belief. So in one way, there's a mila in this, because then they'll be receptive to the Das Hashem. They won't have to get rid of a false religion. They'll have no religion. Ve'ein techocha. There will be no Musr. There won't be people to give Musr, and there won't be people to accept the Musr. There won't be people to give the Musr, because the person getting the Musr will tell Vahi b'mei shvayt ha-shayftim, it was a door, sh'shayfet ha-shayftim, that they used to judge those who were judging them. They would say to the other person who's giving them Musr, Tul Karmi Beninecho, you're giving me Musr, take the beam from your eyes. In other words, you have the same problem, you're doing the same thing. How can you give me Musr? Messiah Rabbi Yitzchak, this statement that the Malchus will be full of Minas, the dominant power will be full of non-belief, this is a proof to Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach B'David will not come, Atshe Deshabach, Kol HaMalchus L'Minas, until the entire Malchus will turn to Minas. Amar Rav, Mikra, where do we have a remez for this in the Pasuk? We find this by Tzaras, where it says, Kulei Hafach Lavan, even though a white hair is a symbol of Tzaras, but if the whole area there turns white, Torhu, then it is Tor. As the Maral explains, and we're going to see this in the Gemaras further, that there'll be in the time of Yemais Mashiach, there'll be a total desolation of everything proper in the world. The total chutzpah will be rampant. Apikursis in the world. So in order to build the new Bria of Mashiach, it's necessary, like when you build a house, you totally destroy what was there before, and then you make a new house. Same thing. First, the world order as was till now had to be totally destroyed, and on the ruins of the destruction of the world, that's when Hashem can create the new Bria of Mashiach. When it's kulei hafach lavan, then torhu. That's the time to create Mashiach. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, ki yad Hashem amai. When Hashem will judge his people if he should bring the gula or not, he'll bring a nation against them. And that nation will persecute the Jewish people, and Hashem will step in at the last moment to save Kal Yisrael. Ki yir Hashem will see. Ki ozlas yad, that the hand is going. Ve'efes otzer v'ozav, and there is no protection or anybody being helped. And now we have various pshatim on how to understand the hand going. Ain Bein David bought a first pshat is Achiyir Bamasaris, until there will be many people who maser, who report on other individuals to the government and get the people in trouble. So according to this, the pshat in Ozlas Yad means the hand is going where? Up. When they'll be very successful, the Moisrois, then Misarois, those who maser to the government, that's when Mashiach will come. Davar Acher, Achi Yismatu Atamidim. Ozlas Yad, according to this pshat, means the hand is going away. There is a lessening of Talmidei Chachamim. It's going down. The strength of Talmidei Chachamim is going down. Dover Achler, third pshat in Ozlas Yad is Achetichla Prutum and Akis. Until the hand is going empty. When a person puts his hand into his wallet, he won't be able even to take the smallest coin. There'll be such poorness and hunger in the world. Dover Achler, Achetichla Prutum and Akis. That Klal Yisrael will give up from the Gula. They won't have to see peaceful Yeshua. There will no hope anymore. Shenemer, the Efes Otzer V'Ozev, Kaviyachal. And Rashi explains, whenever we use the word Kaviyachal, Ki'ilu Yecholin Loimer Dover Zeklapi Maila. As if we could say such a thing, that Chas V'Shalom, Ein Samech V'Ozel Yisrael, there is no protection or help for Klal Yisrael. When they'll give up from the Gula, the Shemi Shmuel says, it doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, that Klal Yisrael will totally give up from the Gula, that's when Mashiach will come. It means that till now, they always said, Mashiach is not coming because of a certain Avera. If we fix the Avera, Mashiach will come. It'll come to a point where they won't know what Avera that to fix, and they'll say, we don't know anymore. We've tried to fix everything. It hasn't worked, and we're just hoping for Mashiach, but we really don't know what we can do to bring about Mashiach's coming. When he found Rabbanim were trying to figure out the exact day of when Mashiach is going to come, he told them, I beg of you, by your cheshbon, you are being merachek Mashiach. Why? The Tanina we learned, Gimel Bon Behaskadas, there are three things that come when a person least expects it, when he doesn't concentrate on it. Eluhain, Mashiach, Metziah, when you can't go out of your house and say, okay, today I'm going to find a Metziah. When you least expect it, when you're not thinking about it, all of a sudden you found something. Or Va'akrav, the bite of an Akrav. The Marsha says that these three things go together. They seem to be a strange mixture, but really they all go together. Why? You know when Mashiach will come? He'll come in two ways. To some people, if they're Zoich, it'll be like a Metziah, great thing. He found something. It could be that he doesn't have to return it, and he can keep a large, wealthy amount of money. That's how Mashiach will come to some people. Other people will be caught off guard. They haven't been misakin their averas. It'll be like the bite, the sting of a scorpion. Perhaps here is a good place to speak out a story that I heard from Rav Yoshe Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal in the name of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. The Talmid of Rav Chaim Volozhiner once asked him, how will it be when Mashiach will come? And he answered, I'll tell you how it will be. I'll come home one day after davening. I'll sit down to prepare my shir. My wife is cooking soup on the stove. She'll go out and shopping. And before she goes out, she tells me, Chaim, remember to turn the soup, the stove, turned down the fire, or else the soup's going to burn. And I said I would do it. She goes out shopping. I begin my shir. All of a sudden, there's a very great quietness, like I've never heard the birds stop chirping, and it's quiet. I run out, and I find a yid, and I ask him, what's going on? It's so quiet. And he says, Rebbe, you haven't heard? Mashiach's here. So I run back to get my Shabbos kapot to go out to greet Mashiach. And as I'm running out with my Shabbos kapata, I noticed that my wife forgot to, or she didn't get around to it yet, to sew up the button on the kapata that had fallen off. And as I'm running out, my wife comes in and she says, Chaim, the soup burnt. The lessons from the story are that even though we wait thousands of years for Mashiach to come, Yeshua Hashem Keherafim, when he comes, he's going to come in an instant and he's going to catch us off guard. We're going to, the soup's going to burn. It's going to be a regular day where people are busy with soup getting burnt or not. That Mashiach will come beheskadas when we least expect it. And when he comes, there might be an akrav, there might be a kapata with a missing button that we didn't have a chance to fix what we were supposed to fix. Amar Rav Katina, said Rav Katina, a famous mimer, Shis Alfishni Havi Alma, the world is going to last for 6,000 years. V'chat Chorv, then it's going to be destroyed for 1,000 years. And we'll soon explain exactly what that destruction entails. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, in Isaiah, V'nizgav Hashem levada b'yom, who Hashem will be exalted by himself on that day. Abai, and a day by Hashem, El Shana Be'nech Kiyoyim Esmar, 1,000 years is like one day in the eyes of Hashem. Abaya disagrees, Abaya Amar Trey Chorv, it's going to be destroyed for 2,000 years. Shenemar Yichayenu Yomayim, he will cause us to live after 2 days. By Yom Shlishi, on the third day, which means the 3,000 years after the 2,000 years of destruction, Yikamenu, he will establish us v'nichil in front of him, we will live in front of him. Before him, Tani, come say to Rav Katina, we learned like Rav Katina, Kishem Sheshvi's Mishamet Shon Achz L'Zayin Shonim, just like by Shemitah, the land remains fallow 1 year out of seven. Kach Oilem, so to the world, Mishamet, Elef Shonim L'Shivas Halafim Shonim, there's a ratio of 1 to 7. The world exists for 6 years, and then it's fallow, it's Mishamet for the 7,000th year. Shenemar, there's three psukim that prove this. First, V'nizgav Hashem levada b'yoyma, who Hashem will be alone. Everything will be destroyed. V'yoyma, the next pasuk says, Mizmer shuli yom HaShabbos, yoyim shekulei Shabbos. There'll be a yoyim of Hashem, which is kulei Shabbos. There's nothing in the world except Hashem. V'oymer, how much is a yoyim by Hashem? Ki alv shana b'necha ki yoyim asmal, 1,000 years is like 1 day ki yavar, when it will pass. Tana de Be'el, yo, sheshes alafim shana havi alma. the world will be 6,000 years. Shnei alafim Torah, 2,000 emptiness without Torah. Shnei alafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Shnei alafim Yimayis HaMashiach, 2,000 years of Yimayis HaMashiach. As we turn to Daf Tzadik Zayin on the base, Uvavin Aseinu. And because of our various Sharab, they are many. Yotzu Me'mash Yotzu. Mashiach cannot come before the year 4,000. But after 4,000, we're already holding 5,770. He already hasn't come because of our various for 1,770 years after he could have come, which would be the year 4,000. Rashi here makes a cheshbon of the first 2,000 years of Sayu. That ended when Avram was 52 years old. Avram was born in the year 1948 from Bria Sa'ilam. When he was 52 years, that's when it says, Es HaNefesh Asher Asa B'Charan, that Avram is Megayer the Anashim, and Sarah Megayeres Es HaNashim. So when Avram was 52 years old, he started bringing people to monotheism, to belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that was the year 2000. Then began the years of Torah. When Avram was 100 years old, which was 48 years later, in the year 2048, Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was 60 years old when he had Yaakov. Yaakov was 130 years when he went down to Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The first base mikdash was built 480 years after Yitzchak's Mitzrayim. It lasted for 410 years. There was Golas Bavel for 70 years. The second base mikdash lasted for 420. If you take all those numbers together from the year 2000, you come out to another 1828 years. In the year 3828 was Churban Bayis Sheni. Explains the Marsha that 172 years after Churban Bayis Sheni, that is when the 2000 years of Torah end. That is when the last 2,000 years of the world of Yumayis HaMashiach begin. Mashiach couldn't come until there was at least 172 years from the Churban Bayis Sheni. Now we have here a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Marsha. Rashi says at the end of this long Rashi Shnei Al Lofim Torah, says Rashi, that what do you mean there's 2,000 years of Torah and 2,000 years of Yumayis HaMashiach? There's really 4,000 years of Torah. We have Kanai Nahara, 6,000 Talmidei Chachamim in Lakewood, 6,000 Amir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. We have Torah, a tremendous amount of Torah that perhaps we never had such numbers in the history of Klal Yisrael, learning Torah. So how could you say that there's only 2,000 years of Torah? So Rashi says, you're right. The 2,000 years of Torah overlap to the last 2,000 years of Yumayis HaMashiach. But in order to make it symmetrical, Tana Bel Yo said that there's 2,000 years of empty, 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yumayis HaMashiach, but of course the Yumayis HaMashiach were also another 2,000 years of Torah. The Marsha disagrees. And the Marsha says the Pasuk in the Eicha, Malka v'sarea bagoyim ein Torah, that when the king and his officers went into Golus, there was no longer any Torah. There is no Torah. And we'll have to see what this means. What does it mean, there is no Torah? We have a tremendous proliferation of Torah in our Zman. But the Marsha says, the fact is that Malka v'sarea bagoyim ein Torah. There's no more Torah. When did that end? 172 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. Rebbe was nifter close. I always thought he was nifter at the year 4,000, but actually he was nifter, according to Halevi, in the year 3,952 from Bria Soilem, which is 48 years before the year 4,000, but I guess we rounded off to the year 4,000. That Torah lasted after Churban Beis Hamikdash Sheni for another 172 years, a little after the Petira of Rebbe. With the Petira of Rebbe, that was the end of the Tkufa of Torah. With this Marsha, who disagrees with Rashi and says there is no overlap to the 2,000 years of Yumayis HaMashiach. The 2,000 years of Yumayis HaMashiach do not have Torah. Malkus Rebbe Koyim ain't Torah. We will understand a Gra at the end of the fifth Perek in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah there says in the Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, depends on which Siddur, which Mishnayos you use, but in the, towards the end of Perek Hay, it says that as a ponim legehenim, a person who has chutz to go to Gehenim, and then it says that a yiratzin, yiratzin l'fanecha Hashem, she'ibana beis mitzvah v'mehev v'menu, v'sein chalkenu b'sar v'secha. So they're all wondering, what does that have to do with as ponim legehenim? So the Rebbe Kiveger there says a pshat, ayin sham and mishnah is, however, the gra at the end of the fifth perek, after ben bagbag and ben hey hey oimer, at the end of the fifth perek, he says that yiratzin, which you had earlier in Parakeh, that really is supposed to go at the end of Parakeh, explains the Gra in a cryptic message to us, that Ash and Emar Malkus Areb Agoyim ain't Torah. That after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, there's no more Torah. What's the pshat in this gra? So I once heard from Rav Mordechai Gifter Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Shiva tells in Cleveland. He said over from Rav Elazari, the Rav in Canton, Ohio, who said a Meiridik pshat in the gra, based on the Marshal we just learned, who argues on Rashi and says that there is no Torah in the last 2,000 years of the world. It ended 172 years after Churban Bayit Sheni, close to the Patira of Rebbe. So when Rebbe, who did Moshe Kibbutz Tar Misinai, who was a Rosh Yeshua, who traced the whole Masoros HaTorah until his time, so Rebbe said that at the end of Perek Hei, because we know Perek Vav is from the Brisa, it's Perek Kinyan Torah. It is not really part of the five Prakim of Pirkei Avos. It's added on so that between Pesach and Shulis, we have six Shabbosim, that on the six Shabbos, we learn a Perek that prepares us for Kabbalah HaTorah on Shavuos. But says the Vilna Gaon that now at the end of the fifth parak, where Rebbe has traced the Masorah from Moshe until his time, now the Kufa of Torah according to the Marshal is ending. 2,000 years of Torah and then 2,000 years of Yumayis Mashiach. So the Gra uses the exact same pasuk that the Marshal used as Malkav Asareh Bagoyim Ein Torah. That's the Yeratzen of Rebbe that belongs at the end of the fifth parak. Now that I finished the whole Masorah of Torah, and now that the Kuf of Shnei Alafim Torah is ending at the year 4,000, close to the exact year of the Patir of Rebbe, now Malkav Asareh Bagoyim Ein Torah Yeratzen Sheibana Beis Hamikdash B'mheirav Yomenu V'sein Chalkeinu B'sareh Sechad. Now we should get the Torah back, because now in the last 2,000 years of Yomayis Mashiach, we don't have Torah. Aye, what does it mean we don't have Torah? Explained Reb Gifter, a marshal from the night of Yehuda. There was once an old man and a young boy who were shipwrecked on an island, and they had no swarm, nothing. The old man said to this bright young boy, let me teach you the Aleph Beis. And he starts teaching him, the boy quickly picked up Aleph Beis. Then he asked the old man one day, what is the purpose of me learning all these sounds? So the old man said, one day when we'll get saved, you'll be able to go into any shul or yeshiva, you'll pick up a siddur, a chumash, and knowing how to read the Aleph Beis, you'll be able to read in a siddur, in a chumash. I'm preparing you for that day. Sure enough, they were saved, and the young little child was able to do exactly that. Our whole learning, with all Reb Kiva Eger's and the Ktsois and Reb Chaim's, everything that we learn, it's all, said Reb Gifter, in the name of the Noyed Yehuda, go, ga, ge, bo, ba, be. It's all just the Aleph Beis, that when the day will come, when Mashiach will reveal himself, then we'll get the same Chalkeinu B'Sarah Sech, we'll get the real Torah, the real depths of Torah. Right now we're just getting the outer garment of the Torah. And I once heard from Rav Don Segal that Afal Pikein, we have to be Mesameach with the outer garment. That's what the Charedim says is pshat in the pasuk that David HaMelech said, Sosa Neichal Imra Secha Kemaitzi Shal Rav. Imra Secha is not just your word, Hashem, but Imra means the threads, the outer garment. David HaMelech was so happy with Torah that even if I don't know all the profundities and depths of Torah, but yet on Simchas Torah I'm tremendously Mesameach with your Torah, even on the outer garment, even if I don't know the whole Pnimiya Satara, we're Mesameach. But Lemaisa, if we compare our Torah to the real depths of the Torah, it's Shnei Alofim Yemaisa Mashiach, the Marsha and the Gros say, Malkav Asareh Bagoyim Ein Torah, it's only Yemaisa Mashiach, not like Rashi, there is no Torah. We should be Zoyche to Vesein Chalkeinu B'Sareh Sech, that we should be able to get the entire Torah. And now this 1,000 years of Churban, what does it exactly mean? So Roiv Rishayim say Kipshuta, the world will be destroyed in the Elef Hashvi. And what will happen is that the neshamas of people will, during these 1,000 years, steig and go higher and higher to a higher spiritual level until they'll have wings like eagles, they'll float above the water, and they'll get purification until they lose all traces of any physicality of Gashmias, and they become totally spiritual to be Nanami Ziv Ashchina. That's what most Rishonim hold. However, Rabbeinu Bachaya says in Bamidbor, Perek Yud Pasuk Lamed Hey, that actually it's not a 7,000 year cycle, but this will repeat itself seven times, It'll be a total of Yovel, 50,000 year cycle, and the world will not be totally destroyed. It will only be by the 50,000 year cycle, 7 times 7, that'll be totally destroyed, and the 50,000 year cycle will repeat itself over and over again. A fascinating Rabbeinu Bachya. And if some Rishonim would say that Rav Katina's statement is only meant figuratively, the Rambam holds like this in the Mor Nevuchim, and so holds the Meiri, that it's speaking about not 1,000 years after the 6,000, but rather the last 1,000 years of the 6,000 will be tremendous Yisurim and Tzoras Klal Yisrael, and we who are living in that last 1,000 years of the 6,000 before the Mashiach comes, we know through Khmelnytsky and Stalin and Hitler, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, how we have suffered during this 6,000, from 5,000 to 6,000. And finally, the Meiri says another pshat that this Churban refers to the destruction of the Yetzer Hara. So, according to most Rishonim, the sequence of events over here is we're going to have Ikvus of the Mashiach, which we're living in now. Then we're going to have Yemoisa Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, we'll have Tchiyas HaMeisim. We'll have the Yom HaGadol V'Noira, the Day of Judgment. And then we'll have the Elef HaShvi, where the world, as we know it, will be destroyed. And 1,000 years until Hashem creates the new world. Continues the Gemara. We're on the second line on Daf Tzadik Zion Amud Beis. Omer Le'el Yol Rabbi Yehuda El Yol Seth Rabbi Yehuda Achad Rav Salah Chasida, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida. Eino Elam Pachas Mishmoinim V'Chamisha Yovlos. The world, as we know it and as before Yemais Mashiach, cannot be less than 85 times 50 Yovlos, which equals 4,250. We learned that Yemais Mashiach begins at 4,000. He learned at 4,250. Abarbanel says a very interesting pshat that Vayhi ben Tzoya Ara in Sefer Bamidbar is considered, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, a separate Sefer. It has a Nun Chafucha, it's upside down Nuns before the Parsha and after the Parsha. There are 85 words in that Vayhi ben Tzoya Ara, and where it says there, Vayar Maisha Kuma Hashem Yafutzai Vecha, where the Rabbi Shalom will come and help Klal Yisrael destroy the enemies of Hashem and of Klal Yisrael. So it's 85 words times the 50, the Nun Hafuchos. So that's the what we're speaking about here. 85 times 50 is the 4,250. That's the earliest that Mashiach can come. And now the Gemara continues. Be Yovel Achron, in the last Yovel of the 85th Yovel, Ben David Ba, Mashiach Ben David will come. Amalei, so he said, Rabbi Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Hasidah, said to Elio, will he come? B'tchilas, or b'sayif, at the beginning or at the end of the 50th? Of the 85th Yovel on Marley, so Elio answered, any idea? I don't know, which Yadruma explains to mean, since it's Tali in the Bechir of people to do mitzvahs and do tshuva, I don't know when they'll do it. Then he asked him another question, Kola or Aina Kola? Will it end the 50th Yovel or it won't end? And L'chayra, this is Shver, he just told him, I don't know if it's going to be at the beginning or at the end. In fact, he answered him, Amar Leh Eini Yodeh, he answered, I don't know to this question either. But what was this question? Once he told him, I don't know if it's Tchilas or B'Sayfer, what did he ask him, will it end or would it not end? Sounds like a similar question. And secondly, L'chayra, Avad, it won't end. Because he said, Ubi Yovel Achron Ben David Ba, in the last Yovel, the 85th Yovel, Ben David will come. So it's Mashmetz Eina Kola. It's not going to end first and then Mashiach come. So says the Marsha, what he meant with kolor ena kolor is, when you're speaking about Mashiach coming, does that mean that Mashiach can't come later than this day, or he can't come earlier than this day? So kolor means that Yovel, the 85th Yovel, will end after Mashiach comes. In other words, that he, according to this, so it means that this will be the latest that Mashiach will come, because right after Mashiach comes, it's going to end. Or do I say, no, this is the earliest he can come, and the Yovel will not end, meaning that Mashiach will come and there'll still be a chance after, there'll still be a chance he could come in the 80-50 Yovel, but it doesn't end there. It's open-ended. It could go further. So what do you mean? Is this the latest it can come, and then it's going to close? The window of opportunity is going to close forever at the 80-50 Yovel? Or Yaina Kola? That's just the beginning, and the window of opportunity for Mashiach can go on and on. Amar Lei Ani Yadeh, first answer Ani Yadeh. Rav Ashi Amar Hachi Amar Lei. This is what he meant to say. Ad Hacha, this is what he said, what he answered Eliyahu, not Ani Yadeh. Ad Hacha Loi Tistachi Lei. Until the 80-50 Yovel, don't expect him. He can't come before this time. From here on in, start expecting him, and he could come. In other words, Eina Kola, this is just the beginning of the window of opportunity. That's when. Till then, don't even expect him. From then on, expect him, and it's open-ended even after the 80-50 Yovel. Shalach Lei Rav Chanan, Bar Tachlif Le Rav Yosef. I found one person who biyada Megillah Achas, and in his hand was one Megillah. Ksuva Ashuris. It was written in Ksav Ashuris, which was the way our Sefer Torah are written, which was the form of the letters, the way Klal Yisrael was writing when they were in Ashur. And that's how the Sefer Kodesh were written. But it wasn't transliterated into another language, but rather it was V'loshin Kodesh. And it was Hebrew words. So the letters of Ksav Ashuris, not Ksav Ivri, and it was Lashon HaKodesh, and not transliterated into a different language. So I knew it's a Jewish source. Amar Tiloi, Zumin Einloch, where'd you get this from? Amar Li, he answered me, L'chayolish, Shel Roman Iskarti. I was hired as a mercenary for the armies of Rome. Ubein Ginzei Roman, so see, I found this Megillah amongst the hidden treasures of Rome. Because of what it says in it, La'achar, Dalet, Alofim, Umasayim, V'tishim, V'achat, Shana, L'briyash, Shalaylam, after 4,291 years from the creation of the world, to Olam Yitayim, the world as we know it will end, and then Mashiach, a new era of the world will begin. Or the Yad Ramah says, Olam Yosayim, it'll be like children without a father to guide them, so the world will start fighting with each other without anyone to guide and control the nations of the world. The Gro has a gear seer, not Tishim Ve'echad, but Shloishim Ve'echad, 4,231 years. And then after those years, Mehen Melchamas, some will be wars, Taninim of the sea creatures, which the Yad Ramah says means there'll be naval atomic submarines, there'll be naval skirmishes at sea. Mehen, some of them, Melchamas Gog Magog, Magog, led by its king Gog, Gog Melech Magog, will fight against Klal Yisrael to take away Eretz Yisrael from Klal Yisrael, Vishar, the rest of the days of Yemaisa Mashiach. Vishar is Yemaisa Mashiach. The rest of the days after the wars and after Gog and Magog will be the days of Mashiach. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Et Shalomai, Hashem will not make new his world El Acher Shivas Allah from Shana after 7,000 years. This is like we had on Amid Aleph from Rav Ketino V'chad Chorev. There'll be 6,000 years of the world, 1,000 destroyed. We gave the various pshatim of destruction before, and then after 7,000, Hashem will recreate a new world. Rav Acha Berei de Rav Omar La'acher Chameshes La'olof Mishana Itmar. We learned not 4,000, but 5,000. So there are two pshatim over here. The Yad Ramah says that instead of 4,291 or 4,231, according to the Gra, the real amount that was written in the Megillah was 5,000. And according to Abarbanel, he left the 2,091 or the 291 or the 231, according to the Gra. The only number that he changed was in the thousands. Instead of 4,291, or 231, he changed it to 5,291, or according to the Gra, 5,231. Tanya, Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson said, Mikrazet a falling pasuk from Habakkuk, which we mentioned at the beginning of the shir. Noikev, it makes a hole, the yard at Tohim, it goes down to the depths, as Rashi explained, just like you can't measure the depths of the ocean, so too this will be a pasuk about the Kates, about the end, but it will not give us any real precise date for the end. By the way, there are, according to the Vilna Gaon, there are three times that Mashiach can come. One is, as it says in Yeshaya, Be'itoy, in the right time, Achishanu, I will make hasten Mashiach. Now, that's a stir Menea base. So the Gemara says, Zachu, it'll be Achishan. Hashem will bring Mashiach quicker than he's supposed to. Loi Zachu will be Be'itoy. If they don't merit it, there's a certain time where he has to come. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Kol HaTorah, it states that his shita was, we're now in the period of Be'itoy Achishan. It's already Be'itoy. It's already in the, he didn't come achishena totally. That would have been 4,000 or 4,250 or 4,231. But now where we're holding already, we're in the be'itoy. But even in the be'itoy, it's possible to be a be'itoy achishena based on our maisa. So in this pasuk in Habakkuk, it doesn't give us a precise time. Ki oid chazon, there's another nevuah lemoyed concerning the kates. Be'itoy is also could be called the, and we do call it kates. The Hasidim in the Kaddish say v'karv kates mashiche. The kates, the moyed, the end. Vayipach lekates. We'll speak about the kates. V'loy chaz, we won't lie. Im yisma meya chakei loy, wait for him. Kivoy yover loy acher. Loy kerav esenu shor yedorshin. Not like the specific dates that were said by Rabbi Seinu, but rather this is ambiguous. There'll be a case, it doesn't say what the case is. There'll be a moyed, it doesn't say what the moyed is. The Rabbi Seinu learned the precise time, Shoyu Darshim. Ad Eden, Idnin, Upalig Eden. They said, you have to take, as Rashi explains, the Golas of Mitzrayim, which was 400 years. And you have to multiply it one time, Idnin, two more times, and palgidin a half, which means 3.5 times 400 equals 1,400 years. The only thing it's not clear from the Rebbe Seinu is when do these 1,400 years begin so that we can count towards the coming of Mashiach. But Rav Nassen held, I don't want a precise date. V'loik Rav Simloi Shoya Dorish, Achaltim Lechem Dim, he also made a precise date, that you Hashem fed them in Bovel and in Mitzrayim together, tears, Tashkem, you gave them to drink, B'dmar Shlish, tears a third. In other words, as Rashi explains, the 400 years of Golas Mitzrayim and the 70 years of Golas Bavel together is 470. That equals a third of Golas Edom. Golas Edom is three times 470, which comes out to a total of 1,410 years. Again, when the 1,410 begins, we don't know. But this is already a precise date. Rav Nassim didn't hold of a precise date. But like Rabbi Kiva, not like Rabbi Kiva. Shoya Dairish. Rabbi Kiva Darshan, there's various pshatim. We're going to take the pshat of the Marsha. Oid Achas. Ma'at, there'll be one more small golus. It will be Va'ani. And after that one small golus, Ani Mars Hashem starts, I'm going to shake up the heaven and earth. I'm going to bring Mashiach, which Rabbi Kiva Lishitase held that Bar Kaziva, Bar Kochba, he was the Mashiach. So there was a golus after Churban Bayis Sheni for 53 years until Bar Kaziva came, and he was the Melech for 2.5 years. And Rabbi Kiva thought that he's going to be, that he was actually the Mashiach. So not like Rabbi Kiva learned Pshat, that this is the 2.5 years which followed the 53 years of the Golas following Churban Bayis Sheni. Ella, you know what this pasuk refers to, that Malchus Rishon, there'll be a moment where Klal Yisrael, not after Bayis Sheni, but during Bayis Sheni, will have their own independence. There'll be a moment of greatness for Klal Yisrael. Malchus Rishon Shivim Shana, the Malchus of the Chashmim Noam is 70 years. Malchus of Hordas, Chamishim Shnayim, as Rashi explains, was 52 years. Even though Rashi brings from the Seder Olam that each one of these Chashmim Noam and Hordas was 103 years, but it was only 70 of the 103 years for the Chashmim Noam that had independence of a monarchy for Klal Yisrael. It was only 52 of the 103 for Hordas that it was independent monarchy and not subjugated by other nations. And then you had after the Churban, as we mentioned before, Malchus ben Kasiv Yishtei Shalom Amachsa. So that's what the pasuk in Chagai was referring to. My v'yipach l'keitz v'lo yichasev. What did that pasuk mean that we said before from Habakkuk? What does it refer to? Amar Shmuel Baruch Chaim, Rabbi Yonasan, Tipach Atzma, this is a klola, that the very essence of the Atzma, the essence of those, Shamachash V'Kitzin, who figure out the exact time when Mashiach will come, should be full of agony. Shehoyu Oimrim, that they would say, Ki Mashiach Yigias HaKetz, since the time, allotted time for Mashiach to come came, V'loy Boy didn't come, Shuvayna Boy is not going to come. No, Chakeloi, wait for him, Shenem Yisrael Mameach Chakeloi, if he tarries, if he's not coming, await him. So from this Gemara you see Chloid, or Nasan Shita is, that we're not supposed to figure out the precise dates, like Rabbi Seinu, and like Rabbi Simloi, and not like Rabbi Kiva, and in fact the Rambam codifies in his Mishnah Torah that a person should not figure out the exact date when Mashiach is coming. And yet we find here in the Gemara they tried to figure out, we find in the Rishonim and the Midrashim and Chazal, the Mekubalim, exact dates for Mashiach. So the Ramban explains that the Isser is only like Rav Nassim says, like Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Tipach atzmin shavachash kitzin. If hoyoimrim kiven shigiyas aketzel boshir venibor. If you're going to say a certain date with certainty that he's coming this date, and if he doesn't come this date, I'm not going to believe anymore that he's going to come. That is usher. But if a person says possibly Mashiach is going to come, and all of the Rishonim who made those calculations when Mashiach would come, it was that if Klal Yisrael would be worthy, this would be an opportune time for Mashiach to come. Ein Echanami, when they missed the opening of the door. There are certain periods where it's more opportune than others. And in fact, it would seem that all this money where we suffered through Chalmanitsky and the world wars, these were all times where Mashiach could have come. Klal Yisrael didn't take advantage of it, and when they didn't, the door, so to speak, slammed in their face that they suffered tremendous tsaris by not doing tshuva and seizing the moment of when Mashiach could come. So all the calculations of the Amoroyim and the Rishonim of the Kates was an opportune time when he could come, but not to say that he's going to come now, and if he doesn't come now, I don't believe in his coming anymore. That's the Isser. Shema Tarmit continues to Gemara. On Mechakim v'hu ein Mechakim. Maybe you'll say, we wait, but he doesn't wait. Tamalayim, no. We have a virus. Hashem is not waiting for Mashiach. The Pasuk doesn't say that in Yeshaya. L'chein yichak Hashem l'chanenenchem. Hashem will await Mashiach to favor you. He's going to lift you up to have mercy on you. So the Gemara asks me, we're waiting, but who mechak and Hashem's waiting? Me mechak, what's stopping? The answer is, because of our Averis, because of the Lashon Hara we speak, Midas Adin Ma'akev, the Midas Adin is Ma'akev, he mechak, the Midas Adin Ma'akev is Anulam Mechakin. So if the Midas Adin is Ma'akev, so why are we awaiting for Mashiach? As the Mashar explains, number one, if you await something which you don't know when it's going to come, and you wait a long time, it can cause illness. Secondly, we learned on Amid Aleph that it comes Hesek Hadas, by not thinking about it. So why are we waiting? So the answer is, Adarabba. Einach Nami, we could get sick for waiting for, but the Kabbal Tzchara gives us reward. And the Isser is not to, that we're not allowed to wait. The Isser is to try to figure out exactly, this is the day he's coming, and no other day, he must come on this day. That's Usser, as we said before. But to hope that it'll come every day, that we're supposed to, and we get Tzchara for that, Shenamer, Ashrei Kochoche Loi. Praiseworthy is everyone who awaits him, who awaits the coming of Mashiach. Amar Abai, Eloi Pachas Abim, plus Mashiach Tzadikim, Mekabli Api Shechina, Bechol Dor. In every generation, there's not less than 36 Tzadikim who are Mekabli the countenance of Mashiach. Shenemer Ashrei Kol Choche Lo. It could have said, as the Marsha explains, Kol Chochav, all who await him. Why does it say Choche Lo? To tell you that Lo Begematria plus Mashiach Havi, there are 36, even though Rabbi Kivager brings down a Medrash, Bereishis, that there's not less than 30 tzaddikim that are Zocha to see the countenance of the Shechinah. Eini, Va'amar Rava, Dora, it's interesting that Dora, the last small line, two lines up, there the word Dora meant generation. Here, the same word means Ro. The Dora, the Ro, the Kamei Kodesh Brichu, that is in front of HaKadosh Baruch, as Rashi says, we're going to speak now about the celestial, the heavenly abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, there are Tamni Sri Alfi Havoy, there are 18,000 tzaddikim surrounding Hashem Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Saviv, around Hashem, Shmoyna Asar, after 18,000 tzaddikim. So you said there's only 36. It says there's 18. Like Hashem, that's not sure. Hod the Mistakel Baklara Meira. There are 36 who are able to see Hashem in a clear screen. Ha, they have a clear reception. Ha, the Mistakel B'Spaklar Shanimira. The 18,000, they see Hashem, but as Rashi says, they see him on the side, from the distance, in an unclear screen. Ask the Gemara, Umin, the Fishikuli Hai, you say there's 36. I'll show it is even less than 36. Ra'is ibn Ali, I saw men of great stature. Vehemot, and there are very few. Elifim and Yubni Mehem. If there's only 1,000, I, my son, are 2 of the 1,000. And Mehem, if there's 100, and Yubni Mehem, I, my son, are 2 of the 100. Im Shnayim, if there's 2, and Yubni Mehem, we are the 2. So you see, it could be as low as 2 people. Like Hashe, Hod Ali Bebar, Ad Ali Beloy Bar. The ones who have to go in with permission are 36 in every generation that go in with permission. 2. people who are like children of Hashem, who are servants who serve Him all the time, they don't have to get permission to walk in. They just walk in whenever they want. There could be as few as two. The Yadruma asks, that really is another contradiction here. You said there's 36. It could be as high as 1,000, because he says maybe there's 1,000. On that, the Yadruma answers that 1,000 could mean in all generations together there's 1,000. Whereas, what we said before, Abaya 36 is b'chol dora, in every generation. Each and every generation has 36. 1,000 of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai could be in all generations. And you said there could be only two. Those are two who enter without rishus. Now, Reis b'nei Aliyah, there is actually a machlokes rishonim, whether this is in all generations or only in the generation of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But this would be one way that the Yadruma answers the steer of 1,000 to 36. The question over here, as we close, is, L'chayr, this was a tremendous gaiva on behalf of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai to say he and his son are the two of the thousand, of the only two in the world that's seen his son, gaiva. So one shot is that he was saying it only to Margolis Haram brings down to save the door, that there are tzaddikim who could save the door. That's why I was saying it. Finally, I heard from my Rashiva, Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Levi Ruderman's Zitzal, Rashiva, she was Nei Yisrael, that the Pshat is, he was trying to teach us a different message here, and also the Gemara in Sukkot of Mem Hamid Beis, where this Gemara is brought, and he was trying to say, don't be nispol from a rabbi. You can have billions of people that disagree with you. If there's only 1,000 from Jews in the world, I and my son are two of the 1,000. If there's only 100 and everybody else tells us we're wrong to believe in Hashem, I and my son are two of the 100. If there's only two in the world and we have to face the entire world that's saying that you are wrong, what you're thinking is foolish, they degrade us, but I and my son will remain adamant. We will not be nispoiled from the Rabbim. That's the message. It's not a message of gaiva here, but rather it's a message of not reckoning with billions of people who might disagree with you. Ani ubeni heim.